This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado wildlife managers have picked the general region where they plan to reintroduce wolves. Eric Odell is a top biologist for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. On Friday, he presented a map showing where the state plans to release wolves by the end of next year, fulfilling a ballot initiative Colorado voters narrowly approved in 2020.
So this shows some potential areas for where there may be high ecological suitability and, importantly, a low conflict risk.
That area includes Aspen, Gunnison, Vail, and Montrose. Wildlife managers now plan to consult with local communities about the best release locations. A new smartphone app from History Colorado is now the home for an interactive guide to the state's Black History Trail. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
The free app links to pictures, videos, oral histories, and places to visit around the state. Users will learn about Barney Ford, Winks Panorama Lodge, John Taylor, and Lincoln Hills, a mountain resort created for blacks in the 20s. Here's curator Dexter Nelson II.
Yeah, you can look at images and oral histories through the app, and that's great, but we also want to say, hey, go to Fort Garland, right? Go to the grounds where they walk, you know, go to the stucco buildings you can still touch.
The app, now available for download, will be expanded to highlight other marginalized populations in the future. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Three people were injured in an explosion at an Aurora apartment complex Saturday morning. The blast displaced more than 300 residents. Authorities are evaluating the structural damage caused. The explosion happened after Aurora fire crews arrived on the scene, responding to reports of smoke on the 14,000 block of East Alameda. Two people were transported to University Hospital. A third person was taken to the medical center of Aurora. The cause of the explosion is under investigation. This is CPR and KRCC.